From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A deadly shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, bud. Hey, right now, we need your truck. We just need to get people over to the hospital, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Put them all in the back.
Can you pull over towards the side over there?
Two people in a pickup truck as their vehicle is commandeered by police as emergency medical transport for victims of the Las Vegas slaughter. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada say a man opened fire on a country music concert late Sunday, killing at least 58 people and wounding more than 515 others in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police identified the shooter as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada. The gunman attacked the crowd of over 22,000 from his hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino, located across the street from the outdoor venue. Videos showed concertgoers ducking for cover, screaming and running as the repeated shots rang out. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Sheriff Joseph Lombardo said SWAT officers breached the shooter's hotel room and found him dead. Believed that Paddock killed himself, police also found numerous weapons in his room. President Trump spoke to the nation earlier today.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
Authorities had also searched for a woman described by Paddock's roommate in order to get more information, but in a later statement said she was no longer a person of interest. This is VOA.